today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
If a tree falls in the woods and no one's around, does it make a sound?
Absolutely.
But Bart, how can sound exist if there's no one there to hear it?
Ooh,
it is time.
Hello, hello, welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs for today. This is Vasant hosting today. Why am I here? What am I doing? Well, during last week's show when Patrick did the Arbor Day episode, Songs About Trees, he asked us, whatever you want to call it, to if we wanted to put together an episode on trees. And so I did, because I am a rule follower, if nothing else. In January, when they said not to submit any new music picks, I did not submit any new music picks, even though I had at least three or four excellent albums I could have mentioned. So here I am, following the rules again, doing an episode podcast about trees. So let's get started. I got five songs that I've picked out that are about trees, which I think you'll like. The first one is from the underrated Britpop band Pulp. This is from their final album, unfortunately, We Love Life, which came out in 2001, produced by Scott Walker, actually, whom the band were big fans of. The song is called The Trees, and according to lead singer and lyricist Jarvis Cocker, this song is about how trees kind of are there in the forest observing all kinds of drama that goes on in there, people coming and going, and they're just sort of passively observing things that go on in life. So great single from Pulp's final album. Here is The Trees.
And it died without a sound. Your skin so pale against the fallen autumn leaves, and no one saw us but the trees. Yeah, the trees. Those useless trees produce the air that I am breathing. Yeah, the trees, those useless trees, they never say.
Next up, I'd like to pick something from the Beach Boys. This is from their 1971 album, classic Surf's Up album. Definitely one of their more stranger ones, I guess you would call it, compared to the pop surf era. But from this album, the song is called A Day in the Life of a Tree, written by Brian Wilson. And this one, according to Brian Wilson, is about how a tree is sort of personified and talking about all the bad things that happened to it. Basically an environmental song that, in Brian's perspective. Interesting thing about this song is that it is not actually sung by any of the Wilson brothers or Mike Love or Al or anyone. The lead vocal is by the band's manager, Jack Riley. according to Wikipedia, Dennis Wilson did try singing it, as well as Brian, but the manager, Jack Riley, had done just fine, according to them. So that's how it turned out. Of course, the Beach Boys do sing backup vocals on it. So this is A Day in the Life of a Tree.
And rain I could not fall, but now my branches suffer and my leaves don't offer poetry to men of song. Trees like me weren't meant to live if all this world can give pollution.
And that was the Beach Boys with A Day in the Life of a Tree. For the third song, I'd like to go back over to England, but much earlier than Pulp. This is from the late 60s, early 70s, 1970 to be exact. Michael Chapman is the name of the singer. Great British folk artist. This is from his second album, Window. The song is called Among the Trees. And it's pretty much about, you know, spending lazy summer days with the trees and just hanging out. So, cool song from Michael Chapman. Great artist. If you don't know him, definitely check him out. With a song called Among the Trees.
Among the trees I've lain and passed my golden days. Among the trees I've spent my summers in the haze of lazy afternoons, just watching all the rain as it patterns the veranda then disappears again. Come the sun.
And staying in England, contemporary of Michael Chapman, the next pick is by Nick Drake, who I think most people probably know, but this is from his first album, Five Leaves Left. The song is called Fruit Tree. Very beautiful song, kind of about how no one is really appreciating. He's talking to the tree, saying about how it's not appreciated until after it's gone. In a way, he's kind of talking about himself too, that he won't be fully understood and appreciated until he is no longer there. So, same thing with the tree. You know, only he says, only the rain in the air know the tree. So yeah, very beautiful song by Nick Drake, a little bit melancholy, but here is Fruit Tree.
Fruit tree, fruit tree, no one knows you. Don't you worry, they'll stand and stare when you're gone. Fruit tree, fruit tree, open your eyes to another year. They'll all know that you were here.
So got just one last pick and go out with, but before I do, thank you so much for listening. Be sure to comment, whatever, complain, Rock in the Suburbs on Facebook, Rock in the Suburbs on Twitter, You can reach us there. You can call the Suburban Party Line, 612-440-1984. Be sure to check out Rock of the Suburbs Radio. That's suburbsradio.com. So many great shows happening. You can listen to my show, which is called My Noise, on Fridays, 5 p.m. Eastern. And yeah, stay tuned to all the channels, the podcast, the radio station, everything. It's all good. I'm going to go out now with a rocker from Guided by Voices. This is from the 1998 album Mag Earwig. This is a song actually not written by Bob Pollard. Was brought into the band by Doug Gillard, who came along with the new lineup of GBV that formed around this time. He was in a band called Gem before that, and he wrote the song called I Am a Tree. And so, yeah, Pollard liked it, and the rest is history. Has become a GBV classic, rightfully so. So here is Guided by Voices, I Am a Tree. Take care. Bye-bye.
Tree falling in the woods, tree falling in the woods, tree falling in...